more My TV.
The power to heal is yours.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The Food and Drug Administration.
The Centers for Disease Control.
The Federal Trade Commission.
You see who the evildoers are?
If you don't buy health insurance, you go to jail.
I think the legislation is very fair in this respect.
Am I off the deep end here? What country have I grown up in?
This has been the most transparent administration that we have seen, perhaps in the modern era.
Things that make you go, hmm.
You want to go to a naturopath or a homeopath? No, no, no. That's not approved by the government.
Where's freedom? Freedom.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty. Here's Robert Scott Bell.
Anybody up for reversing diabetes today? How about it? Raise your hand. If you're driving, keep your hand on the wheel. Reversing diabetes on tap on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, the key to, well, staying young. Forever, maybe. Well, for a long time, certainly. Aging gracefully. It's cellular detoxification. And we're going to talk about how to enhance, increase the presence of something so vital for detoxification of your liver and every cell in your body. That is glutathione. Glutathione. Had Ronald Reagan had more glutathione in his system, there's no way he would have had the Alzheimer's that he ended up having with later in his life. And, of course, we want to acknowledge 100 years anniversary of his birthday, Ronald Reagan, today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. We've got a few clips in relation to 50 years ago. How were they viewing medicine 50 years ago? Was there Obamacare on the horizon 50 years ago? Well, according to Obama, it was 100 years ago. So, yes, 50 years on the way. We're going to hear from Ronald Reagan, see what he has to say about it as well. But 26 million Americans have diabetes, according to the stats of the CDC, the Centers for Disease Creation. About 26 million Americans have it now. 26 million Americans in the smartest country, the freest country, the best medical country in the world. How is that possible? We've got a bunch of dunderheads running medicine. And, of course, when they look at diabetes as a deficiency of glucophage or metformin, what do you expect? It's an economic imperative to keep you ignorant of the real reasons why people have diabetes, develop diabetes, gestationally, in old age, in middle age, and in young age. And we're going to hear from my dear friend Christopher Barr later in the program. We're going to talk about reversing diabetes. We're going to do all the things the government doesn't want you to do without their permission. We are going to do it here today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Also, when we talk glutathione next hour, we're going to talk with a friend, an old friend, Stephen Hewer, naturopath. This guy's brilliant in regards to his innovation in developing supplements to promote good health and longevity. And we're going to be talking about a way to enhance and increase glutathione. I'll give you a sneak preview as to what's to come there soon as well. And, of course, though, when we talk about Obamacare, which is an abomination on the face of the nation, we have to recognize that, yes, there are what now? Two federal judges said it was constitutional. Two said it was not. The last one, Vincent, saying that, well, not only is it unconstitutional, but it's unseverable because they didn't make a clause to say if part of Obamacare is ruled unconstitutional, then the rest will still fly. And they didn't do that. So this judge actually got it right. But did he go far enough? Does any federal judge go far enough in reversing the power grab, the unconstitutional overreach of the federal government? I think not. And that is why I was speaking at the Nullify Now conference in Phoenix last weekend. And what a great, great group of people there, from Tom Woods to Gary Johnson, Sheriff Mack, and more. We had a fantastic time. And so if you pay attention, I'll have those links up at the blog. By the way, I should update you. There's a lot of exciting things that have been happening. I've been teasing you about it. I think I even referenced it last week, but we launched the daily version, the Monday through Friday version of the Robert Scott Bell Show last week. Amidst all the ice storms and snowstorms and all the craziness of the weather going on, the changes, we did it. First three in the can, and if you want to listen, go to right now the blog. The old blog is going to be reactivated until I can set it up because I've got so much more going on. It's hard for me to keep up with it all. But if you remember the old one, robertscadbell.blogspot.com, make sure you go there for the updates until we figure out the transition with all these things. In fact, we're going to probably debut in the next couple of days a chat room while we're on the air live. right now. Of course, we've got the couple hours here every week with on Genesis Communications Network, which I'm very grateful for, GCNLive.com, listening through TalkStreamLive.com. And that continues to be the flagship point each week to kick the week into high gear with powerful healing like nowhere else in media. But if you'd like to sign up for the updates and alerts with Mike Adams of Natural News, it's naturalnews.com/Robert Scott Bell. Very simply done. naturalnews.com/Robert Scott Bell. But in the meantime, as I said, I want to thank all of my listeners all over the world, all over the terrestrial radio stations around the country as well. You know who you are. You know where you're listening. And like I said, it's only growing. The media, the old media is dying out because they will not cover for you that which needs to be covered. They will not talk straight about that which needs to be talked straight about. They have too many hands in the pharmaceutical cookie jar. Therefore, they cannot bring the power to heal back to you. They cannot acknowledge it. If they do, they have to ridicule it. And I understand that my dear friend Mike Adams is going to be going worldwide with a new article on the Quackbusters attacking, guess what? Homeopathy! Oh, the great danger of homeopathy. You say it's crazy because they can drink a gallon of a homeopathic medicine and they won't get sick. They won't get intoxicated. They won't die. And that's their argument as to why homeopathy is not real. Good Lord, these morons are completely unable to see the truth, the facts, right before their eyes. Of course, observation is not something they do well with. They're still arguing for a flat earth, basically. The freedom to heal, of course, maybe they would say, okay, you have the freedom to be a fool. Yeah, fine, I'll be a fool for God to let you know these truths out there that should be self-evident, that you have a right to care for your health, your body, your life, your livelihood, your family, the way that you believe is right, as long as you harm no one else in the process. It's really quite simple. They attack homeopathy because they're shills for macro pharmacology, intoxicating the planet with deadly medicines, and they call that science. It is because they worship science. They have abandoned religion and spirituality and placed all of their faith in scientism, as my dear friend Liam Sheff talks about. And this is a big problem because it kind of keeps those that are still ignorant or still believe in the arrogance of the scientists, those that have the authority granted to them by the government, which is granted titles of nobility, which I like to call titles of knowability, in order to elevate their stature above men, above the sovereign. They become the kings and the queens and the princes and the princesses that cannot be questioned, and you must take their sacrament. Last week, we talked about that deadly sacrament, that dangerous sacrament, that immunologically challenged and challenging sacrament of vaccination. And I interviewed Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on the issue, as well as Dr. Mayor Eisenstein and Mike Adams last week on my weekly, my daily show, I should say, Monday through Friday. So we got lots more to do, lots more healing to do. In fact, though, we got to go back 50 years right now. And I want to hear from Ronald Reagan, long before, of course, he was president of these United States, and what he said about the movement towards socialized medicine. Go ahead, Don, run clip one.
One of the traditional methods of imposing statism or socialism on a people has been by way of medicine. It's very easy to disguise a medical program as a humanitarian project. Most people are a little reluctant to oppose anything that suggests medical care for people who possibly can't afford it.
Yeah, and this is a key word here that Reagan mentioned 50 years ago now, statism. Statism, because you've got to understand that it isn't just the left, the liberal left, that are talking about throwing the state in and saying it should do everything for everybody. It is indeed the so-called pseudo-conservatives, neoconservatives that also believe in it. Look at what GWB did in promoting the prescription drug ad. Prescription drugs for everyone. We are already the most drugged nation on planet Earth. And he said, well, we'll pay for it. We'll get taxpayer funds and we'll pay for it. That also is socialism and statism, so it is not the exclusive domain of the Democrat Party. And now GWB can't go to Switzerland because they might bring him up on charges of torture, which could equally be said now of Obama and his promotion of the renewal of the Patriot Act, which is anything but patriotic. It's despotic. We'll keep you up to date on that as well. Again, sign up if you haven't already at robertscottbell.blogspot.com until we get up and running with the new evolution of the site. As well as we'll be talking more about the chat room coming up. Go to Robert Scott Bell No, let's see. Let's do naturalnews.com/Robert Scott Bell. Sign up there. But let's hear quickly Reagan, clip two, talking about socialized medicine once again.
Now, the American people, if you put it to them about socialized medicine and gave them a chance to choose, would unhesitatingly vote against it.
50 years ago, that may have been true. Reagan saying that, you know, socialized medicine, voted against. Although the backlash after Obamacare has been pretty severe, but it's still split. It's still a big split, a chasm. That means 50 more years of statism, of government indoctrination of children have led them to believe that the only way out of this mess, the medical nightmare, the people can't afford insurance, is through more insurance, through more government-sanctioned medicine. The third leading cause of death, maybe the second or the first, allopathic, pseudoscientific, synthetic medicine. That is a monopoly. And that is not what Reagan talked about in early years, 50 years ago. Let's hear him in clip three.
Now, in our country, under our free enterprise system, we have seen medicine reach the greatest heights that it has in any country in the world. Today, the relationship between patient and doctor in this country is something to be envied anyplace. The privacy, the care that is given to a person, the right to choose a doctor, the right to go from one doctor to the other.
The doctor-patient relationship has been destroyed throughout the 20th century. It descended into Obamacare in the 21st. And, of course, at the time Reagan was talking about this 50 years ago, that wasn't the case as much as it is today, since insurance, third-party payers, otherwise, violated the sanctity of the doctor-patient relationship. You want to restore it? You've got to restore freedom. That is where Reagan was right. And we acknowledge him on his 100th anniversary of his birthday. You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show here. We got lots more healing to go. Say thanks to my sponsors. Chris Barr, Reversing Diabetes, is next. We got glutathione after that. Lots of good things coming up. Stay with me. This is Robert Scott Bell introducing you to Pharmacy Health. That's pharmacy with an F and an S. Pharmacy Super Sea Veg is a 12-species blend of whole, organic, red, brown, and green sea plants imported from pristine oceans from around the world. Scott Kennedy, president of Pharmacy Health and creator of Super Sea Veg, has made it his life's work to bring superior whole plant nutrition to Americans in vegetable capsules. Super Sea Veg contains all the elements necessary for cell regeneration and repair, moving your body towards homeostasis. Super Sea Veg is a true dietary food supplement, including vitamin D, that feeds our bodies what we're missing. Super Sea Veg balances the pH of the blood and strengthens the immune system. Pharmacy Health's introductory offer is exclusive to my listeners. That's you. Buy two bottles of Super Sea Veg and get one bottle free. Go to superseaveg.com and type in the code word free ship to receive free shipping and handling on your first order. Or call 1-800-893-VEGG. That's 1-800-893-8344.
They all laughed when I told them my body cleansing tonic was tea. But after 10 days, my body feels way more energized, and I've lost nearly 15 pounds. They're not laughing now.
That's what John from Oklahoma said about Life Change Tea.
In the 6 months of being on the tea, all my digestive problems have cleared up. My energy levels have gone way up, and my constipation problems are no more.
And that's what Michelle from California said about Life Change Tea from GetTheTea.com, the amazing all-natural tea that cleanses your body from toxins, chemicals, bacteria, viruses, and molds, while helping to lower high blood pressure, high cholesterol, lower blood sugar levels, and help you lose weight. Life Change Tea has no caffeine and is all-natural, all-organic. Go to GetTheTea.com today or call 928-308-308. That's GetTheTea.com or call 928-308-0408.
Life Change Tea really changes things.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods, and after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
The Robert Scott the Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
I want to say an acknowledged thank you to a new sponsor coming on later today, Stephen Huer, a naturopath and scientist, and he's done a lot of innovation in the field of natural healing, natural medicine, whole food supplementation. We're going to be talking about glutathione. In fact, before I bring up Chris Barr to talk about reversing diabetes, I want you all to say hello and a welcome to the One World Way that I'm utilizing every day now. And go ahead and run that for me, Don.
Superfood may do more for your health than any other.
Oops, are we going to run it from the beginning? That's always
what
the test.
What is the number one secret to all your health problems? I'll give you a hint. Dr. Alexis Carroll kept chicken heart tissue alive for 28 years in a test tube. He said the cells remained youthful so long as the metabolic wastes were washed away. But when wastes were allowed to accumulate in and around the cell would age and then die. So the key to radiant health is cellular cleanliness, and the key to keeping the cells clean of chemicals, free radicals, and heavy metals that we are bombarded with in our society is glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by every cell of the body. Glutathione levels decline due to toxicity and aging. The number one food to replenish your body's glutathione levels up to 64% or more is unheated, grass-fed whey protein powder. This miraculous superfood may do more for your health than any other supplement you've ever taken. To get your free report on the best whey protein powder, call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
I have that linked up at the blog at robertscottbell.blogspot.com in the notes for today's show. Again, thank you for coming on board here. Thank you, Christopher Barr, for coming back on board. And you would also acknowledge the role of health longevity relates so much to the cellular cleanse detoxification pathways and all the things that we need to get it there.
Yeah, and, you know, glutathione is certainly the pathway, a major antioxidant that the body utilizes. And the key to that is selenium. So with all the good precursors, be sure to get plenty of selenium, which actually causes the glutathione to be recirculated and reused over and over again, as well as being an integral part of the glutathione.
Yeah, absolutely. And we get our selenium from my good friend Jonathan at ChooseToBeHealthy.com, and he's at 866-424-1077. And, of course, in combination with the whey product that that we're plugging into now, it's a very exciting, let's say, ramping up of the glutathione, which is great. You know, and it also, quite honestly, Chris, we're going to talk reversing diabetes this hour. We do know the toxic implication of, let's say, the environmental degradation, food that is loaded with, again, toxins, poisons, synthetics, reducing the selenium in the body. But also there are other elements that are reduced and also other elements that are not even in the food supply. And you sent to me this week a really, I'd have to say, tragic funny article on Yahoo that was picked up. But it was referencing the CDC saying, we got more diabetes. And then the reasons why are astonishing.
Yeah, it was an AP article that, you know, these health stories, Robert, and for the listeners, I know you know this, but they generally run for a day and sometimes two and they're on to something else. But when they have something really big or something they really want to pound into your head, it'll hang around for days or even a week. And this was one of those stories. There were so many funny things, again, funny, strange, kind of funny, ha-ha. This one hung around into the next week, almost a full week, and it was actually a little tiny article. But that headline there, 26 million Americans have diabetes. You have diabetes up 9% in just 2 years. And by the way, their math was off. It was actually up more than 10%. So they couldn't even get the math right over there at AP.
Not surprising.
Or CDC or whatever. But I just got curious when I saw, you know, some of the stupid things in the article. They noted things like, it's only five lines long, even though it ran for a week. And it was funny because they said, health officials believe diabetes is becoming more common for two reasons. And the first reason they gave was, and this is a quote, more people are developing obesity-related type 2 diabetes. So we have more diabetes because more people are developing diabetes.
There's more diabetes because more people are developing diabetes. Now, is this a course in logic 101? What is that?
Well, that was the first reason, and of course that's, I guess, self-evident. If more people are getting diabetes, then more people would be getting diabetes. I don't know. It's pretty strange. But the second item they noted was because people who have it are living longer. Well, then you have to go into the two fastest growing areas of type 2 diabetes, a far greater increase than any other.
Hold on, Chris, before you go there, okay, they're positing that people are living longer. Okay, that would normally mean we would assume that old people are getting diabetes. That used to be the case when it was rarely happening. It was people in their 70s, right?
Yeah, exactly. In fact, we can start there. I was going to go there next, but we can start there. Yeah, it used to be people about 70 years of age was the average age for someone coming down with diabetes. So, yeah, if the reasoning is, well, because more people are living longer, we're seeing more diabetes, then we would expect to see more of the elderly with diabetes, and that average age would be, you know, going up or maybe slightly down.
Sure.
But the fact of the matter is the average age of diabetes is now down to about 40. So how do you get, well, people are living longer, so we're getting more diabetes, when the average age of diabetes has dropped almost in half.
Okay, let's go with the middle age equation here. It's obvious that 40-year-old people are living longer than 40-year-old people before. Am I getting close? Am I getting warm?
Yeah, you're getting pretty warm. But then when you get to the two fastest growing areas of diabetes, and they're dramatically more greatly increasing than any other area, it's in teenagers, and the fastest growing area of all, pre-teenagers, children as young as 5 to the age of 11. So following their reasoning, we'd have to say that children are living longer now than children lived before.
They're actually using that. I mean, this is pulling off the CD. This is amazing, because I've been saying for years, you know, since Nixon declared war on cancer, that, you know, the reason we have so much more cancer, especially in children, because that has happened over the last 40 years, is because children are living longer. I joked about it because it was just so stupid. And now they're actually saying that for diabetes.
Yeah, exactly. And then the last line says that an additional blood sugar test that's now used more widely may be responsible for as much as half of the increase. So now they're saying a test is responsible for half the increase. Of course, it's bad writing. What they're really meaning and trying to say is maybe diabetes isn't up so much. We're just better at finding it now.
Like diabetes is a subtle symptom that people can't figure out.
Yeah.
Come on, man. This is amazing. Chris, can you stay with me? There's a lot we've got to do here on reversing diabetes today on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, because there's some great info on CDC that I found at their own website in relation to this.
Let's talk about that. The Centers for Disease Creation, what they're talking about, why people have diabetes. Do they have a solution? And if they mention one, will they say it's toxic or not? Coming right back on the Robert Scott Bell Show with more from my dear friend Christopher Barr. You want to know how to reverse diabetes? Don't go anywhere. Tell your friends. We'll be right back.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What bothers you most about menopause? Is it the hot flashes? Waking up at night drenched in sweat? How about the mood swings or putting on weight? Tens of thousands of women have turned to Amberen to get relief from their menopause symptoms. Will Amberen work for you, too? The only way to find out is to give it a try. That's why we're giving every woman who calls today a complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen with a 30-day supply free. Amberen is all natural, and its safety and effectiveness is backed by published clinical studies. Do you want a life without hot flashes, night sweats, or mood swings? Want to lose weight, sleep great, and have more energy? We've made trying Amberen completely risk-free, and you get a 30-day supply free. All you have to do is make the call. To claim your complimentary risk-free trial of Amberen, visit GetAmberen.com or call 1-800-647-9277. That's 1-800-647-9277. 1-800-647-9277.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Hi, I'm Don Wiskin, and have you ever wondered what the garlic cayenne drops could do for you? February is Heart Month, and we want you to find out just what can happen when you take the right combination of herbs designed to maintain our cardiovascular health. Purchase a 4-month supply of Extendivite drops or capsules, plus get a bonus month supply of capsules for only $125 plus shipping. That's 5 months worth of Extendivite for $25 per month. This is a Heart Month special to help get you started on your path to better health and ends February 28th. So don't be left out. Find out what Extendivite can do for you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. Extend your life with Extendivite.
Willing to go where the truth takes them. Here's Robert.
By the way, if you want to get the glutathione enhancing supplement that we're doing here, is the Cocoon Nutrition's One World Way. W-H-E-Y, oneworldway.com. They're at 888-988-3325, 888-988-3325. We'll be talking with Stephen Huer next hour about that. Glutathione, a critical component. Of course, we combine that with selenium here, and it's wow. And now we're going to be talking more with Christopher Barr. Chris is a noted nutritional historian, dear friend, longtime part of the Robert Scott Bell Show, has added so much. And right now we talk more about reversing diabetes, so gather your friends, your family, into your room, your cars, wherever you are on the internet, listening through TalkStream Live. We love you and we appreciate you. And we're going to go right further into this because, Chris, what you found, not only from that AP story, links back to the CDC in some really bizarre ways.
Yeah, because the AP, that's Associated Press, but I call them Associated Propaganda because that's really what they are. They actually noted that the source for their story was the CDC. So I just got curious, and I went to the CDC website, and I did a search for chromium because, of course, I've been teaching for decades that this is the key to diabetes. And, in fact, the U.S. government knows that because it was first discovered by the National Institutes of Health more than 50 years ago. So I went to CDC, and lo and behold, they had more than 1,000 references to chromium. So I thought, hey, 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 but then ho, 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 not in a good Santa Claus giving way.
Yeah.
All the references, I mean, one after another was toxic chromium, and chromium's toxic, and how chromium can cause toxic problems. And, of course, when you know the truth, you know that chromium is only toxic in one form, in what's called hexavalent chromium. A friend of mine said, yeah, they put the hex on chromium.
Hey, Chris, wasn't there, what was the movie with Julia Roberts they were talking
about? Aaron Brockovich.
Aaron Brockovich, that's right. It was related to the, you know, the man-made synthetic hexavalent chromium and how it was poisoning, you know, a community. And so from that, are we seeing what you saw in the CDC, that they extrapolate suddenly that all chromium is dangerous?
Well, that was what I was seeing, was that the one after another, there were more than 1,000 references. So I got more specific on looking at chromium and nutrition. Out of more than 1,000 references to chromium, they had one chromium reference on nutrition. That's it. But that was fascinating, because when I got to looking at their the only item, it was actually in a paper on chromium toxicity anyway. But that paper was great, because it actually, in that one paper study on their website, it noted that the toxic form of chromium doesn't exist naturally. The only reason that exists is because of man's tampering, monkeying with manufacturing of chromium. That chromium isn't toxic except when man goes in and fiddles around with it. But then at the end of that, the last half, they noted the only reference out of more than 1,000 about chromium as a nutrient, and the things that it said were astounding. It noted essential dietary nutrient, so they recognized at the CDC, you have to have this to live. They call it essential. And then they described why it's essential, and I'm quoting now from the tiny section. It is required to potentiate insulin and for normal glucose metabolism. So they know at the CDC, well, at least somebody knows.
Somebody read that one paper, right?
Because it's on their website that they know you have to have chromium to live, and the reason is for insulin activity and for normal glucose.
Well, is it in glucophage and metformin?
No, it's not.
you think, of course, if they figured it out, why wouldn't they be giving it? But, of course, that begs a big, larger question. We're going to come back and talk more about that with Christopher Barr. We're going to talk the solution for diabetes. I'll add in some homeopathic medicines as well as an adjunct. But the key nutrient we're talking about is chromium. But there's a lot of misinformation about the forms of chromium out there, even in the dietary supplement world. I even have a nice anecdote from my good friend Bill out there at TalkStream Live when he had no energy. Told him about it, and I'll tell you what happened to him when he got on the chromium. Next on the Robert Scott Bell Radio Show, check it out at robertscottbell.blogspot.com. We got lots of things gearing up with the Daily Show as well. Stay with me.
Nordic Naturals offers a complete line of omega-3s from fish in combination with omega-6s from organic borage oil and evening primrose oil. Involved in research and education, Nordic Naturals is the chosen brand for various clinical trials at accredited universities and research institutions. All of Nordic Naturals' products are made exclusively from three fish species: Arctic cod, anchovies, and sardines, as they are naturally high in the omega-3 fatty acids EPA and DHA. Many of us lack essential fatty acids, or EFAs. Some of the early signs of EFA deficiency: fatigue, heart problems, immune weakness, poor circulation, and often depression. If you're one of the many Americans suffering from these symptoms, give Nordic Naturals a call at 800-662-2544 or visit them on the web at www.nordicnaturals.com. Nordic Naturals, the company that cares not only about you, but also the environment.
This special announcement is brought to you by Renaissance Charge.
Have you ever wondered if you could make your car run on 100% electric power for free?
It is now possible. How about a simple device that is both a super efficient motor and a free energy generator at the same time? What if this could also be used to restore useless batteries and save you lots of money? Because our customers asked for it, we have organized a Renaissance Charge Conference workshop on July 29th to July 31st at the beautiful Coeur d'Alene Resort in Idaho. Not only will you see these fascinating energizers, but you will be able to build some alongside genius inventor John Bedini. Participate in this truly historic event featuring our cutting-edge alternative energy, Tesla technology. Register early for the best seats and advanced workshop by visiting rcharge.com. That's r-charge.com for details. Or call 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514.
Hello, everyone. This is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and carry products discussed on Robert's show, such as the Sovereign Silver, 100% whole food chromium and selenium that our good friend and health expert Chris Barr talks about. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics 12+. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that combines ancient Japanese fermentation skills with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is required. Why is Probiotics 12 Plus the finest of its kind? It works, and works well. Call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. We're here to help you. That's 1-866-424-1077. Or go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, and stay healthy, naturally.
Your weekly dose of health, freedom, and liberty. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
How do you reverse diabetes for pennies on the pharmaceutical dollar with no pharmaceuticals? That's what we're doing here on the Robert Scott Bell Show today. Check it out, robertscottbell.blogspot.com. Also, new updates, newsletters through Natural News specific to the Daily Show now, Monday through Friday, in addition to our flagship here on Sundays. We are doing, and you go to naturalnews.com/Robert Scott Bell, sign up absolutely free, and we'll get you plugged in to all the wonderful things tomorrow. Advanced Medicine Mondays with Dr. Rashid Batar and I. We're going to let it loose, man. It's going to be lots of fun, and that's going to be noon to 2 Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. And right now, carrying on with my dear friend Christopher Barr, we're talking about the chromium that even the CDC identified one study at least, although there are lots more. And we want to talk about the forms of chromium because we mentioned the toxic hexavalent man-made chromiums. But, in fact, you can't assume every form of chromium in the health food store is the right form, Chris.
In fact, you can assume that most every form is not the right form. In fact, the government scientists at the NIH, National Institutes of Health, were so excited back in 1959. But then when they went to try and use supplemental forms of chromium, they found that they didn't work. And they spent more than 10 years and found they were going to have to grow it because they found chromium in food that was incorporated in a growth structure was very potent, but none of the supplement forms do that. So it took them until the late 70s to come up with a 100% whole food form of chromium. And in the meantime, people got other ideas, and they came up with chelated chromium and chromium polynicotinate, and then the biggest seller, which is the worst of the bunch, chromium picolinate. And they get excited because they tell you that these other forms are more absorbable than the original chromium forms that they used. But what they don't tell you is that the chromium chloride that they first started with had an absorption rate of less than one half of 1%. So that's right next to nothing. Well, the other forms that they've come up with besides the whole food form and that mainly get promoted and you find primarily on the store shelves have, they'll tell you a 500 or 600% greater absorption rate. So that sounds impressive.
Yes.
But when you multiply out 500% or 600% of 0.3%, you come up with less than 2%.
Not looking so good then, is it?
And so I that's not so far removed from nothing.
No,
but
the
whole food form, you're looking at 10 to 25% absorption. We're actually talking thousands of percent better absorption. So In other words, if you're not using a whole food form, you're pretty much wasting your time and your money.
Well, I can't tell you, Chris, how many times I've heard people saying, well, I took chromium picolinate, and it was so, you know, they're like, they're noncommittal on what really happened. And I said, okay, let's try the whole food form, the glucose tolerance factor, the whole food form of chromium, see what happens. And then the night and day difference. I mean, I couldn't even begin to exaggerate how profound the difference was. Like I was just mentioning before the last break, Bill Freeze, who runs TalkStream Live, a lot of you listen online through TSL, TalkStreamLive.com, and he called me and said, hey, look, I don't have any energy. And I said, no, Bill, you don't have any chromium. I mean, clearly you can't function without the ability to, you know, to manage the energy of the body, the sugars, all of these things that provide the essential energy of the body. And he said, okay, what do I do? So I said, call Jonathan. I said, I called Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com. He did. He called the 866-424-1077 number. That's how easy it is. And he got the whole food form of chromium. He started taking one of those little 100 microgram tablets three times a day. Within about a day and a half, if it took that long, he would say, hey, I'm feeling a little more energy. Could it be? Could it be? Darn straight it was, and it is. And that's just the mild thing. That's somebody who was barely hypoglycemic, just had a little low energy. You talk about the diabetics that you have seen, Chris, that I have seen even reversed. It is sensational.
Yeah, reducing their medications and, in most cases, eventually, over a period of months, eliminating their medications for diabetes. You know, the government, the pronouncement when they made this discovery in 59 by Dr. Klaus Schwartz's assistant, Dr. Walter Mertz, was, we've found the cause of diabetes. That it's a GTF chromium deficiency. And that's something else you mentioned, Robert, that I need to be a little clearer about.
Sure, go ahead.
The government's been real sloppy, you know, maybe on purpose, who knows. There is no regulation on what constitutes GTF chromium.
Good point,
now,
yes.
In truth, GTF is a chromium-containing molecule that's primarily chromium. But because they have no defined lawful or registration, you'll find products that say GTF chromium on them, and they have no GTF at all because there's no regulation on it. So what some companies will learn, it'll sell better if I call
they
it
use
GTF.
It. Good point, Chris. We got to go to break here. We've got another segment together, reversing diabetes. We're going to go into the protocols, what you can do, how much you can take, how often, and some adjuncts as well to support our recovery, including my favorite sea veg that I take every day, and I hope that you do too. Coming right back with more Powerful Healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 5 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three Sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three Sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping. An $87 value, yours free. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
Hey.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali-C today.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
Yeah, even some nonprofit shills for the pharmaceutical industrial complex, the American Diabetes Association, not too pleased with what Chris and I are talking about this hour. Reversing diabetes, that means the reason for their being, the perpetuation, unfortunately, of a disease that they never want cured. Oh, yes, I know some of the underlings, they do, but the highest levels, it is not profitable to cure any disease. But, of course, you'll live a much healthier, happier life. You'll be able to help others live your mission, your passion, when you are not suffering from this deficiency of chromium, as I've been talking about with my good friend Chris Barr this hour on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And, Chris, we were talking about the different forms. You see, you mentioned even that some companies are using the term GTF and making it seem like they're the right form. Elaborate further so that nobody makes a goof on this one.
Well, you have to look and be sure that it is a grown variety. It'll say whole food, or preferably 100% whole food supplement, because otherwise, just saying GTF, you know, if you look at the label, if you know how to read them, you'll see trivalent chromium or chelated chromium, which tells you it isn't GTF at all. But there's no regulation preventing them from doing that, so a lot of folks just throw it on the label because it makes people think they're getting something they're not.
Right, right. And then we talk about the microgram dosage. Let's assume they all call Jonathan because he's carrying the right stuff over at choosetobehealthy.com. The microgram content of the tablets that we're using, 100 micrograms, good for the average adult typically, right?
Right. And in fact, what's good is to get 100 micrograms taken three times daily. Chromium is one of the few, maybe the only nutrient that's so sensitive in this regard in the body. If you take two of those and take 200 micrograms at once, your body will use more than 100, but it won't use all of 200, so you're going to waste some of it. And some people will take two twice a day, and I tell them, well, you're ending up with about 300, and that's really the target. And the reason that's the target is, again, U.S. government studies on humans 40 years ago showed that that's the amount that you need for your daily body's usages for energy, sugar maintenance, and so many other things, cardiovascular health, sperm count, fertility. There's a lot of other reasons that chromium is so valid for the body. So you need 100 micrograms. Take one of those tablets three times a day, or if you're just not going to take it three times a day, take two twice a day, and you're going to basically be throwing one of those away in order to get your 300 micrograms a day. And you'll notice the difference.
Yeah, yeah, and I've had some people that were doing another form of it that was still a whole food, a 200 microgram. I have them cut it in half. But, again, get the right kind. Call Jonathan at 866-424-1077, 866-424-1077. And we see this, you know, in gestational diabetes as well. Chromium deficiency, the developing little baby is taking a lot of the chromium stores from the mother. We need them replenished, and then you can eliminate that gestational diabetes from ever occurring.
Well, I guess that means those pregnant mothers are living longer than ever.
Yes, according to the CDC, they're pregnant longer than ever. That's why they're getting gestational diabetes. This is the absurdity. Yeah. Go ahead.
Chromium is extremely important for the baby throughout its entire development. For energy production, chromium maintains genetic integrity. And so there's a lot of reasons that the baby takes chromium heavily from the mother. And if mama doesn't have much to give, she ends up being diabetic.
Right, right.
The baby has to have it until the baby doesn't need it anymore because the baby's been born, and then she's not diabetic any longer. But also in the last week, we've seen stories and studies that gestational diabetic women end up getting diabetes much earlier and in much greater amounts than women who never exhibited diabetic problems during their pregnancy.
Right.
Yeah, it's a chromium issue, which we could also cover birth defects, because the primary reason for birth defects is a lack of chromium. When is the highest amount of birth defects? When women approach 40 and beyond 40. Well, Dr. Henry Alfred Schroeder discovered 40 years ago that Americans, because of their bad dietary habits, have no detectable chromium levels starting at the age of 40.
Yep.
So there are so many things of importance to this mineral chromium, and you have to get it in a whole food form. Like, the difference is like night and day, or literally it's life and death.
Yes, it is. And you even acknowledge, the CDC acknowledges, supplemental chromium is good despite all of the other garbage you have to wade through to get there.
Yeah, the very last line of the only place on their whole website where they talk about chromium in a positive fashion says, quote, chromium supplementation in deficient and marginally deficient subjects can result in the rapid reversal of many of the symptoms of chromium deficiency.
Yes.
Now, we can just get them to put out public service announcements.
Yes, the PSAs would put the drug industry out of business, so they're not going to allow it. So we got to do it every day now on the Robert Scott Bell Show, not just Sundays, but Monday through Friday. And we'll tell you more about that. And also want to mention two homeopathic medicines I cannot ignore here that I've worked with patients that have had the hypoglycemia diabetes. And this is another adjunct in homeopathy called Lycopodium. That's the club moss, Lycopodium, Lycopodium. And iris, the beautiful flower, iris, is two excellent remedies. Also, we want to acknowledge the depletion of so many of the synthetic toxic poisons we started talking about this hour, how they deplete minerals. If they're even there from your food, they're going to remove them from your body just as a protective mechanism. And that's why we are encouraging people to eat the whole food nutrients in addition, like the sea veg, like the whole food selenium. And, of course, Scott Kennedy, maybe we'll hear from him next hour about how the super sea veg plays that role of bringing everything that is not on the land-based foods, by and large, anymore, coming from the sea.
Yep. And, again, the other minerals do enter into facilitating greater activity and use of chromium, and chromium does the same thing. So the only place you're going to get every single nutrient we know of and all the trace elements is super sea veg, unless you're eating seaweed every day.
Hmm. Well, the 12 species blend is something that rocks the health world for me and my family, and I know you like it as well. It's a critical part of our daily intake. And of course, now we're going to be talking next hour about the, you know, promotion of production of glutathione, and from a dietary perspective, from another whole food, and this time the One World Way. I want you to say thank you to Stephen Huer and Cocoon Nutrition for chiming in next hour. Their number, at least to say thanks, hopefully you'll get some of this. It's going to be great. 888-988-3325. 888-988-3325. Say thanks to Stephen for me. And, of course, Jonathan at choosetobehealthy.com for the chromium. We talked about this hour, reversing diabetes naturally, easily. That's what we do. And he's at 866-424-1077. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on for health, freedom, and liberty. Thank you, Christopher Barr. I remind you every week and now every day on the air that the power to heal is yours. Coming right back after the news.
Robert Scott Bell Show.